A Black History of Britain by David Olushoga, read by Cobbinah Holdbrook-Smith. Please note that all referencing and bibliography in this work can be found in the accompanying PDF. If you haven't received this PDF, please go to www.panmacmillan.com/blackandbritish to download it. Preface. When I was a child growing up on a council estate in the northeast of England, I imbibed enough of the background racial tensions of the late 1970s and 1980s to feel profoundly unwelcome in Britain. My right, not just to regard myself as a British citizen, but even to be in Britain, seemed contested. Despite our mother's careful protection, the tenor of our times seeped through the concrete walls into our home and into my mind and my siblings. Secretly, I harboured fears that as part of the group identified by chanting neo-Nazis, hostile neighbours, and even television comedians as them, we might be sent back. This, in our case, presumably meant back to Nigeria, a country of which I had only infant memories, and a land upon which my youngest siblings had never set foot. At the zenith of its swaggering confidence, the National Front, the NF, made enough noise and sparked enough debate within Britain to make the idea of sending them back seem vaguely plausible. The fact that, in the 1970s and 1980s, reputable, mainstream politicians openly discussed programs for voluntary assisted repatriation that were aimed exclusively at non-white immigrants, demonstrates the extent to which the political ether had been polluted by the politics of hate. In the year of my birth, the Conservative Party's general election manifesto contained a pledge to encourage voluntary repatriation of immigrants. Today we seem to have forgotten that Enoch Powell's prediction of rivers of blood was followed many years later by unsubtle calls for a mechanism to be found that might prevent the black British population from doubling or trebling. In 1981, Powell suggested that people from the new Commonwealth might be happier outside of the UK and proposed a new British Nationality Act to redefine what British citizenship meant. In my childish fearfulness, such discussions translated into a deep but unspoken anxiety that a process might feasibly be set in train that could lead to the separation and destruction of my family. To thousands of younger black and mixed-race Britons who, thankfully, cannot remember those decades, the racism of the 1970s and 1980s, and the insecurities it bred in the minds of black people, are difficult to imagine or relate to. Sadly, young black Britons today face different forms of racism and lack of opportunity, perhaps more insidious and subtle, but no less damaging. But they are powerful memories for my generation. I was 8 years old when the BBC finally cancelled the black and white minstrel show. I have memories of my mother rushing across our living room to change television channels, in the days before remote controls, to avoid her mixed-race children being confronted by grotesque caricatures of themselves on primetime television. I was 17 when the last of the touring blackface minstrel shows finally disappeared, having clung on for a decade, performing in fading ballrooms on the decaying piers of Britain's seaside towns. I grew up in a Britain in which there were pictures of gollywogs on jam jars and gollywog dolls alongside the teddy bears in the toy shop windows. One of the worst moments of my unhappy schooling was when, during the run-up to a 1970s Christmas, we were allowed to bring in our favourite toys. The girl who innocently brought her gollywog doll into our classroom plunged me into a day of humiliation and pain that I still find hard to recall decades later. When in recent years I have been assured that such dolls and the words gollywog and wog are in fact harmless, and that opposition to them is a symptom of rampant political correctness, I recall another incident. It is difficult to regard a word as benign when it has been scrawled onto a note, wrapped around a brick, and thrown through one's living room window in the dead of night, as happened to my family when I was a